Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
6,000 people from El Salvador living in Massachusetts will have until September of next year to leave the United States or become legal residents. That's after the Trump administration announced the end of the program known as Temporary Protected Status, or TPS. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has more.
When Irma Flores and her two children applied for Temporary Protected Status, or TPS, she knew it was a temporary means of living and working legally in the U.S. But after 16 years, her life here feels permanent.
Doesn't matter what are the reasons you came to this country, but I think we have been demonstrating to the government we are hard workers.
In that time, Flores, who lives in Haverhill, sent her children to college. Her daughter bought a home, and Flores now has three grandchildren who are U.S. citizens. Renewing her TPS every 18 months or so became just a formality, or so she thought. Flores says the Trump administration's decision is devastating, but she's ready to fight in order to stay here.
We have been contributing to the United States. We pay taxes. And this is just crazy because I don't think people will leave. And that is an issue for this country as well.
TPS was conceived as a humanitarian program. It's designed to provide a safe haven for people whose home countries are hit hard by natural disasters or war. Salvadorans were granted TPS in 2001 after back-to-back earthquakes leveled the country. The temporary protection allows people to live and work in the U.S. without fear of deportation. But once the program expires for El Salvador on September 9th, 2019, that all changes, and TPS holders who have no other avenue for legal residency will be vulnerable to removal.
In my mother's case, if she just decides to leave, she's leaving behind an entire life, and her kids are here.
19-year-old Elmer Vivas Portillo's mother, who is from El Salvador, has been living in the U.S. with TPS since 2001. Vivas Portillo and his younger brother are both U.S.-born citizens and live in Cambridge. The sophomore at Harvard University says he expects plenty of difficult conversations among his family in the coming months.
It's absolutely going to require, you know, having a conversation, all of us together, and saying, well, we're going to explore other options, but, you know, that September 2019 deadline rolls around. What are we going to do?
And it's not just families asking this question. Businesses are also facing uncertain futures. Ava Malona of the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition says losing the 6,000 Salvadoran TPS holders would be a blow to the state's workforce.
Salvadorians, by far, are the largest group of TPS holders. They have established strong ties and deep connections to their local communities. They own businesses, have mortgages, pay taxes.
$400 million of the state's annual GDP could be lost, according to an estimate from the Center for American Progress. When TPS expires for Salvadorans in 2019, their work authorization expires along with it. In Somerville, Mayor Joseph Curtatone made it clear that he will stand by TPS holders in his so-called sanctuary city.
Locally, we're going to continue to fight for our friends and our families and our children and our community. The level of advocacy and activism to support the people we care about, we love, will be unprecedented.
Curtatone called on Congress to legislate a permanent solution for TPS holders. Senior administration officials say El Salvador has largely recovered from the destruction caused by the 2001 earthquakes. When asked about the gang violence that plagues the country, the administration says that was not a factor in their decision. They suggest TPS holders use the next 18 months to explore legal options for staying in the U.S. or prepare to return to El Salvador. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.